Check it out. It's Addy. That's Outkast, Pink and Blue, Speaker Box, The Love Below. That one's off Speaker Box, I think. I just wanted to jump in real quick and tell you guys, the next track is probably my favorite song in the world. This one, you know, it's a little late to be playing it. The sun's already down, but, you know, if you guys want to look it up later, kind of roll it back on a sunset. No better song to listen to the sunset going by. This is a Space Commercial by Eddie Harris, the saxophonist extraordinaire. Keep it locked. WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you for tuning in, guys. I hate having to kind of talk over the tracks that I'm playing for you guys, especially because this one is such a heater. This is Todd Rundgren with Healing Part 1. Sorry. Oh, silly me. Healing Part 1 by Todd Rundgren, which both Ben Spills and I got into after it was in a movie that we both saw. It had a great soundtrack. I'd never really heard of Todd Rundgren before, but he's like a... sort of like a... I mean, he was like kind of like in the back of the room of a lot of amazing albums, like a producer. He did a little bit of disco. He was like mixing and mastering. He was a session guitarist. But it turns out, despite all of that, you know, always the bridesmaid, never the bride, he released some incredible music that he wrote and produced. So just check it out. Todd Rundgren. I mean, literally, if you go to like, you know, your Spotify, this is Todd Rundgren or whatever. It's... oh, music is so good. But hey, guys, we got to talk something serious, as is required in my contract with the station. Do you ride a bicycle? Do you want safer streets, respect from motorists, and bicycle infrastructure improvements? I know I do. Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions of the streets and the amenities off the streets, making Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. So find out about Bike Pittsburgh's programs on the web at bike-pgh.org or over the phone at 412-325-4334 or stop by your local bike shop and pick up a brochure. I know I'm appreciative that there are marked bike lanes to and from Squirrel Hill, so thank you, Bike Pittsburgh. You guys should check them out too. What do we got next? This one's a throwback. This one is a throwback.
Up a little bit more. Mama always told me to be careful who I love, and Daddy always told me make sure he's right. I always had my eyes on this one particular guy. I was too shy, so I decided to ride. Always say
say that you don't even notice me.
Aaliyah. Between that song, though, four-page letter, writing a love letter, and this next one, which is Feel the Love by Prince Thomas, I feel like I gotta come out and say something. Dedicate these two songs to a lovely little lady, cutie with a booty, Anastasia, who's tuning in, and just say, I'm feeling the love here in this lonely radio station, this studio, Air Studio Number 1. I wish it was Air Studio Number 2 for you and me, girl. That was real corny, whatever. So I got a couple more things to say to y'all before I go back for the next music set. This has been a little bit disorganized. It's my first time back in the studio in a little bit. This one is more from Lord of Mercy. Lord of Mercy, who's a Jamaican origin, Kingston guy, but like very famous in London for part of an old UK garage group called Four Hero. And he's just been around forever. I mean, like, he was putting music out in the 80s and he's still putting out music. I mean, he's like a multi-instrumentalist. Stuff is so, like, great swing, so groovy. Anyway, this is like a EP of like beats and like funky kind of instrumental stuff that he put together. Lord of Mercy, and this is called What Does It Take to Come In First? A whole lot of effort, Lord of Mercy. We also had, where do we have? Yeah, Another Sleepless Night by Sean Christopher. That's the David Morales mix. Big like house music guy. We had a couple other things. All right, Feel the Love, Prince Thomas, and the Four Page Letter, Aaliyah. Those are all bangers. But one more thing. We have another supporter that I need to call out here. Rita's Italian Ice. We've all heard of it. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. That's 80. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit the website at www.ritasice.com. Back to the music. I just put on another Lord of Mercy track. This is so good. I feel like I'm kind of giving you guys your medicine. Chris once told me to say that to you guys. Just play an entire EP through. Give them their medicine. So I'm giving you your medicine. Thanks for listening to 100% Natty with DJ Addy. mean, what can you honestly say about that? That's such a good track. That's Ali Berger. Bert Berger? I'm not sure how to pronounce it. With Eve, which I bought on vinyl. Embarrassing, but that's how much I like that track. You guys should have heard how loud I had the studio monitors in here turned up. Absolute banger. All right, guys. Last couple songs. Jones Girls, keep it locked. WRCT Pittsburgh. Oh, hold on. This is going to be my last track, I think. This is going to be Dreamscape, Hot 22. Sample of Thousand Finger Man by Candida, which is the classic disco track. Oh, my God. That, you know, that one, they're going to be playing in 100 years. I'll tell you that right now. Thank you for tuning in. 100% Natty with DJ Addy. I love you guys. Keep it locked at WRCT 88.3 FM. guys. I'm pretty beat. That's it. This is Roadhog, aka Galcher Lustwerk. Galcher Lustwerk is maybe what his more famous work is under. But like a lot of artists, talented artists, he likes to release different types of music under different types of names. So this is Roadhog. The track's called Wash. Before that was Mad About Records. It's a track called Popcorn Funk. That was the kind of sunny, you know, kind of like guitar-driven little pop jangle thing. We had the Jones Girls with Who Can I Run To, which, yeah, I have to thank DJ Nasty Nye, Chris Nye, for showing me that one, because you know those tracks that you hear, you're like, oh my god, these have been sampled a million freaking times. The original's better. That happens sometimes, and that one is definitely a case of that. Jones Girls, Who Can I Run To? It's like that clean, polished, like studio, like funk, you know, like gospel thing that's going on. Everything just sounds perfect, you know. Back then, they really cared about their craft. Anyway, and what else was there? I think I played. I don't remember. Everything's logged on the WRCT database, so just take a look at the playlist, guys. And you know, I'm here every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. For the foreseeable future, which I'm very excited about. So keep tuning in. It's 100% Natty with DJ Addy. Tuesdays at 9 p.m. only here, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We're going to throw the Robo DJ on now. Good night.
Surprised and shocked on what you hear.
All right. We have on the line, we have a caller. He's calling from Texas. But first, I want to do some background on this next guest. We are talking about what happened at Volkswagen, at the Volkswagen plant in New Stanton, PA, back in the 70s. We're revisiting this, and the reason why we're revisiting this is because the son of Mr. William B. Brock wants folks to be aware of what happened to his father as a result of being part of all that at Volkswagen. Let me give you a little bit of background, then we'll have TW on the line with us. William B. Brock was recruited by Volkswagen as Equal Employment Opportunity Administrator in the personnel office of the Westmoreland plant in New Stanton in July of 1977. Now, according to the court documents, Mr. Brock was assured that he'd be responsible for the development and implementation of corporate efforts to employ blacks while ensuring the full compliance of equal rights and equal employment opportunity laws in the operation of the Volkswagen plant in New Stanton, Pennsylvania. Court documents also indicated that Volkswagen undertook public and private surveillance of Mr. Brock, including electronic surveillance and monitoring of the business, social, and personal activities of Mr. Brock. And in addition, Volkswagen communicated threats to the life and safety of Mr. Brock and his family and fabricating not only false and groundless information while threatening the public to defame Mr. Brock's character based on that. Now, Mr. Brock was the president of the Washington, PA NAACP. He was also running for mayor of Washington, PA. So without any further delay, we're going to bring TW on the line with us here at WRCT. Hey, TW.
I'm here, brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. I'm doing real well. Thank you for asking.
I just wanted to give a little bit of a background so people will be aware of what we're talking about. A lot of people aren't familiar with what happened at Volkswagen, either because they may be too young or that just thing just escapes their memory. But I wanted to bring this back to people's knowledge, and also we can direct people to the website where they can get all the information that they need. So we would really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the air today. Now, we want to introduce you. We'll have you back more to talk more about this case, but I wanted to get you on today to lay a groundwork. So help me finish laying the groundwork to what happened to your father.
Absolutely. First off, to the listening audience, my name is T.W. Brock. I'm William Bryant Brock's oldest son. Most people aren't aware of me, but that actually works out to my advantage, believe it or not, because many people are under the impression that my father committed suicide. He did not. He was actually recruited by Volkswagen back in July of 1977. The company sent a limo to his job, took him